Dangerous to play Pokemon Go. If you don't believe it, that's a 20-year-old man from Dover who got robbed on Saturday night.
Yeah, how bad was that?
By Legislative Ave. Yeah. Uh-huh. He said he was walking at 3 in the morning. And I don't understand. I would never. Would you walk around Dover 3 in the morning yourself?
I don't think I would particularly want to walk around anywhere at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like saying, like, would you go wandering, like on a Friday or a Saturday night, would you go wandering around the streets in Dewey? No, it's like you wouldn't do that at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just
This isn't a blame the victim thing, but it's like you're a little bit responsible for your actions. You got to make better decisions. Anyway, the guy goes, he gets robbed. They take his cash and some of his jewelry or whatever. But it's not just here. I mean, that happened over. You keep hearing all these stories. Now, Baltimore police, they were parked on the side of the road, and this kid comes up in his car, crashes into them because he's playing Pokemon Go, and gets out and says, "Oh, I shouldn't have been playing the game."
Right in front.
No,
the cops.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have, which then leads Baltimore police to have to release this statement.
We want you to play safe. If you're going to do it, you have to play safe. A lot of people are going to say we shouldn't have to tell people about this, but this is no different than texting and driving, than changing a CD, putting on makeup, or eating a sandwich. You have to pay attention while driving.
There you go.
And
what it comes down to.
And I would say that the Pokemon thing, like, I would say that may even be worse than texting, because you're constantly like looking at your screen, like trying to wait for one of these little things to pop up, and when it pops up, you're then trying to.
Why don't we just make bumper cars? People are Snapchatting, and I don't understand how it's. If you're posting a video, they do those musically things while you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
You're singing along to songs while you're. And videoing yourself. We all know that what you're doing right now is that you're not paying attention to the road.
I'm wondering.
And then we sit there and like it on Instagram and. I'll retweet it.
Because we're seeing a lot of people as well now doing these Facebook Live videos when they're driving.
Yes.
I wonder how long it's going to be before. Cops start looking at those things and then start going after those people, because there's no denying it once it's there. You know what I mean? Because they're openly doing it. If someone gets pulled over and they say, "Oh, you was texting." No, I wasn't doing that. But when it's a Facebook Live video, you can't say that.
We had we were out last week driving up to Dover, and I started to video something. I'm in the passenger seat. You're driving. I started to video something, and there you were texting. You tried to hide it real fast. And I called you, and then I thought about that. I was like, what if he's going to get in trouble for that?
But, you know, it's that whole thing. Like, how long is that going to be before, you know, that cops start tracking these people down?
Yeah, Pokemon Go people, too. Mm-hmm. How obsessed have you become with the game? You can tweet at PetchNamey or 424-1234 to be part of the show.